followed by the pound sign. The host has not yet arrived. Please stand by. There are 4 participants on the call, including you. You are now being joined to your conference. For a menu of available commands, press star pound.
13 CV 3643,
Simon Bernstein versus Heritage Union Life Insurance Company.
Morning, counsel. Appearance, please.
Adam Simon on behalf of plaintiff.
Theodore Kite,
on behalf of intervener.
Elliot Bernstein, pro se.
Anyone else on the phone?
Lisa Bernstein.
Is that everyone on the phone?
Yes.
Alright, if you're going to talk on the phone, you got to say your name before you speak, okay?
Okay.
Alright, you didn't say your name. Got you. Alright. Counsel, I'm understanding is the matter is settled, but there's some approvals that need to be handled by the probate court. Do we have an accurate date of how long it's going to take to obtain those approvals and then submit a proposed consent judgment?
I only have an estimate because the settlement was just recently entered into. I do know that the personal representative of the estate has already filed the motion, and they were in court yesterday, I believe, but I don't think a date has been set for that motion for approval. But I know that everybody's working as soon as possible, so I assume within 30 days.
What's your assessment, counsel? You think 30 days is an accurate assessment? That would be the approval, and then how long after the approval would the parties need to submit the paperwork?
I would like to get it in a week later, at most. But I'm going to do it immediately, but...
Okay. All right, in light of that, I'm going to strike all pending dates. Gloria, give me a status date 45 days out. If the parties submit paperwork prior to that, I'll strike this date as well. Once we enter the consent judgment, I know that Mr. Elliot Bernstein's appeal was dismissed for lack of jurisdiction in the Seventh Circuit. Once there's a consent judgment, we'll obviously have a final order, and he can appeal whatever he feels is appropriate. Anything else I need to address other than picking the date?
Yeah, unfortunately there is, Your Honor.
Let's get the date first, then, Gloria.
Sure.
Tuesday, August 29th at 9:45.
Is that good for the parties?
That should work just fine, Your Honor. Actually, I am... No, I'm back. Yep, that'll work.
Okay, great. You have another matter?
Yes. Your Honor, as you just mentioned, the Seventh Circuit dismissed one of Mr. Bernstein's appeals. Two others, I believe, were recently dismissed in Florida.
I can't file the document. They've taken
the concern among the family is a matter of safety for themselves, and I do feel it necessary to bring it up as a matter of courtroom safety. Some of his recent behavior is truly, truly disturbing, and that is in light of past behavior that is... very disturbing, but it's ramping up. And the specific instance that concerns me most for his family and for himself is that recently he has two children, 18 and 19 years old, two sons. He had them write a threatening letter to a former judge who is a guardian ad litem in Florida for his children. Now, according to the appointment for the guardian ad litem, her appointment is under judicial review, meaning it's under the supervision of the court. So, of course, the proper venue would have been for his adult children to file some type of motion in front of the judge. But instead, he has them write a 45-page threatening letter, sign it, fingerprint it, and he transmits it by email to this judge. And he now seems to be, you know, getting his children into his family victimization business, and it has to stop. And as his legal recourse begins to come to a close, we are very concerned about his well-being and his family's well-being. And because of what transpired in the Northern District in the last 2 years. That's why I'm bringing it to the attention of the court, and my next step will be to the U.S. Marshal's Office. Now, thankfully, he's in Florida. I know that any protective measures that a judge is going to enter against him has to be in Florida, but from a matter of courtroom safety, I had to alert, and I have to alert the U.S. Marshal's Office.
Okay. All right, you're not making a request of me with respect to any safety issue, correct, other than just advising me that advise Marshal.
I would appreciate any admonishment you may give him now that you have on the phone, but no, I'm not asking for any contempt order or anything like that at this time.
Well, I don't know that any admonishment is appropriate in this court. If there's a safety issue, that really needs to be brought up with, obviously, I appreciate the advice or the advisement regarding any safety issues and to take care of there are issues I need to take care of, but in terms of safety issues for any individuals in Florida, that really needs to be taken up with Florida officials. So I'm going to ask that you follow through with Florida officials to make sure everyone's safe there. Anything else?
Yes. Elliot Bernstein, Your Honor. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Elliot Bernstein. And, Your Honor, the parties here are all cognizant that your summary judgment action, which dismissed me, citing that I was not a beneficiary of the estate of Simon Bernstein and had no standing, and you relied upon that res judicata, all that collateral estoppel stuff, has been proven false by the new judge who took over the prior judge who issued a bunch of frivolous orders denying me due process. Now, I filed with you all writs that said they were conspiring against mine and my children's rights. And by the way, that letter on behalf of that my children wrote to the guardian was advising her to stop acting on their behalf as a guardian ad litem, because one of them was never a minor when the guardian ad litem was put upon them, which is completely in violation of law. There were no adult guardianship hearings held for him ever, and he was an adult the whole time. And one of them turned 18 sui juris on January 1st. And she's been granting consent on their behalf as if they're minors, and going to settlements on their behalf as if they're minors, and even being acknowledged of it, she won't stop. Now, the most important thing is, it has been determined in an order by Judge Scheer that I am a beneficiary with standing, and Mr. Simon misled your court to believe I wasn't in his statement of facts, and he also told you in that my three minor children had guardians, where one of them wasn't a minor at the time, and he knows that, being related to, you know, my family. They all knew that. This was all an effort to shut down my rights, and it worked. You threw me out of the case, citing that I wasn't a beneficiary with standing and could incur no damages. In fact, the settlement they're proposing, I've been damaged horribly. So that kind of makes that summary judgment argument for my dismissal kind of not valid, because right here, you know, I'm supposed to get a fifth, supposedly, of the benefit, but it's a tenth according to their settlement proposal. So right there, I've incurred damages, and if it goes to the estate, I could incur up to 100% damages of loss, considering they now claim I'm a beneficiary of whatever scheme they've proposed. My children have given no consent to any settlements. I've given no consent to any settlements. And the fraud now needs to be rectified. Your order needs to be corrected, or, you know, there's now a judge who's issued an order stating in my father's case I am a beneficiary of standing. And both Alan Rose and Brian O'Connell conceded in a court hearing on the record that that was true, despite multiple pleadings over a year stating I was not, to all of these courts, including your own. And all anybody really needed to do was take a simple look at the wills and trusts, and in every single one of them, I'm a named beneficiary with standing. The reason they did this was to deny my due process rights and try to get collateral estoppel to block my rights in your case, which worked. And then to rush to settle up with all the frauds and the dead body of President Donald Trump's friend found in my dad's home that we brought to you about the probate fraud of the sale of that home. And so this is all a big old fraud. And, you know, it needs to start with your summary judgment order being corrected. And no, all of these people knew this months ago and haven't brought it to your court. And I can't even get filings in because somehow you've removed me, you know, today or before from filing things in the court. So I don't even know how to notice your court anymore. And it's based on the fact that I'm not a beneficiary and withstanding in my father's estate. So everything needs to stop, like my all writs ask for. I'm going to ask for you to let me file papers and renew that all writs injunction and stop this. Because there is so much fraud, it's layers upon layers. And they are using minor children inappropriately. And that whole nonsense you've just heard is, I tried to upload it into the court just now, but I think I picked the wrong filer. But because I clicked on my side on the left, but it picked a different person on the right. But so anyways, you know, all of those facts are now before your court, if, and you can review them and determine if your orders were based on false pleadings by officers of this court, which, by the way, you know, whatever they want to say about me, there are attorneys who have committed fraud. Robert Spallina admitted under oath that he frauded my mother's trust to include my brother and sister and sent it to my children's counsel. Their law firm submitted 6 forged and fraudulently notarized waivers. I don't know what I've done too wrong, but in comparison to officers of the court who have none of them have been admonished for this or sanctioned. And right here, right now, you should look at your order and say, is that true? And if it is true that I'm a beneficiary withstanding, you should start, you know, peeling the onion, so to speak. So, you know, I'm at.
Okay. Mr. Bernstein, I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and I also appreciate how frustrating it can be throughout this entire process, and I realize there's a lot of this case that's happening in Florida that I don't have personal knowledge of. I understand you filed an appeal, but just from a jurisdictional standpoint, that was premature because there wasn't a final order in the case. But to the degree I've been misled by anyone factually, to the degree I've made an error of law, and, you know, God knows I do my best to apply the rule of law correctly, and sometimes I make mistakes, and I think it's once every 18 months or so I do get reversed, and usually they're right, and I've missed something, so I'm totally, and that's actually a comfort to me that I have the Seventh Circuit to help me, you know, with a very busy docket to make sure that I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's. So as soon as that final order is entered, you're going to have an ability to appeal whatever you need to and raise whatever issues you think I might have made a mistake on, or if I made been misled in some way, you're going to have an opportunity to address that. And it doesn't sound like you have long to wait, because the entry, at least in terms of this book in front of me, there's going to be an entry of a final order, you know, probably before the end of August. So right now you're not able to file things because you're not actually a party in this case, but obviously the docket's public, and you can see when that final order goes in, and you'll be able to take an appeal and address whatever you need to. Okay.
Well, I want the court to take judicial notice of the absolute fraud going on here, meaning you have an obligation as a judge.
I can't take judicial notice of that type of fact. So,
well, you're now aware of fraud in your court that's affecting my rights. It's putting my children's lives in danger. This is dangerous stuff. People are dying. My dad's poison result is on arsenic, triple arsenic from the coroner. I mean, seriously, we're going to get killed here while you're playing these games and knocking me out of all my rights. And my kids have no rights. We've been completely constitutionally deprived. And now you have, you know, the knowledge that there. You just ask any of these people, is it determined that Elliot was a beneficiary with standing in Florida? If so, you on your own motion can go correct that, reestablish my standing, reestablish my rights, so I can get in here and protect my family. Otherwise, this is just...
I rule based on the record in front of me. I can't take judicial notice of what you've indicated. If you think someone is poisoning you or others, you need to address that with local authorities to make sure that you and your children are safe. Anything else, counsel?
We would just like to say that there's been no fraud here. There's what he calls collusion, we call settling, according to your orders, your standing orders, urging parties to engage in settlement at all times, and that's what we did with the help of a mediator down in Florida, who was a judge, and he had every opportunity to raise these arguments in summary judgment. I was going to read to you the portion. I'm not going to do that because of time constraints.
All right, thank you, counsel. All right, see you on the next court date.
Thank you, Your Honor.